From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Stars in Their Courses by Gilbert Morris, the eighth book in the Appomattox Saga. Now let's begin with Stars in Their Courses. Part 1, The Actor, March through June, 1863. Chapter 1, Early Morning Encounter. Anybody who would eat goose liver deserves a bellyache. As Frank Rockland strolled down 14th Street, he glanced at Willard's Hotel and smiled faintly. The structure, outlined in the darkness by the flickering amber of oil-burning street lamps, brought a quick memory of the very late supper he'd eaten there a few hours ago. The meal had included fried oysters, steak and onions, blancmange, and pâté de foie gras. He rubbed his stomach as he walked along in the pre-dawn darkness. Rockland spoke the words aloud, then quickly moved down the deserted streets of Washington. He was on his way home after a long night at the poker table, and his eyes were gritty from lack of sleep. Overhead, a sullen moon hid behind skeins of dark clouds, and the silence of the streets lent an eerie tone to the capital. By day, the area Rockin passed through was in essence a southern town, without the picturesque quality, but with all the indolence, disorder, and want of sanitation. When Frank had walked down the same street early the previous morning, lounging Negroes had been a reminder of the war, for many of them were in Washington as contraband. He'd passed through flocks of geese while moving past the Capitol, and hogs of every size and color roamed in the grassy area that surrounded the War Department. A wagon rumbled by, the driver stopping now.